This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Throw it in. Waiting. Kuminga flashes. Curry comes to get the ball. Pajemski can't find anybody. Throws it to Curry. Curry back to Pajemski for the win. Blocked away. Ball game's over. And the Rockets have won. The Warriors are standing around. Draymond Green, Steph Curry. The Rockets are celebrating. And this is a tough loss. And the streak is over. 15 consecutive wins against the Rockets.
Dub Nation, it's the voice of the Warriors, Tim Roy. You're listening to Willard and Dibbs on 95.7 The Game.
Odyssey app, that's where we live, okay? If you haven't subscribed to the show yet, do it. Willard and Dibbs, Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts. While you're there, check out our other shows always. Subscribe there, too. Steiny and Goo and Bonte and Joe, as all of those shows reacted to yet another fourth quarter collapse. And that's what we're getting to. Like, what stood out to each of you as far as what was really going on at the end of that game last night? What caused it? 888-957-9570. And all I was getting at earlier is really this. I think that there should be room to separate both things. If you're a fan of a basketball team and your team loses, every single time you're going to be able to, after the game, go, the refs, there was that call, and there was that call. Like, we haven't even brought up the one where Steph's arm got slapped so hard that his shot came up 3 feet short.
Oh, yeah.
Like, there should be an NBA rule. If Steph misses by 3 feet, it's a foul. Like, that's not a real thing. Yeah. That doesn't happen. So obviously there's always things that get missed, and I think we bake that into the okay cake. Like, they're human beings, so that's okay.
Right.
But same thing is true the other way. I don't think just because if the refs do something that's worth discussion, it's a little bit too much of a catch-all for me to be like, well, no, let's not talk about the refs because your team made X, Y, Z mistake. Of course they did.
Sure.
They're human too, and yes, they messed up a bunch of ways down the stretch.
He's allowed to say whatever he wants in his press game, his post-game press conference, and as he's said to us before, and you and I know this from interviewing him 30 or 40 times or however many times we've interviewed him, he is one of the most eloquent, well-thought, like, nothing comes out as accident speakers in the world.
Just a comfortable talker.
Forget sports, but he's smart and he delivers messages. He doesn't come off emotionally and think, oh God, why did I say that? Everything he says is thought out and measured and not rehearsed, but it's honest, and this is part of it. But I look at, you know, and I know he's not going to go on the press conference and say, you know, that pass from Draymond to Kuminga, that's unconscionable. And Steph shooting the ball that early, that's unconscionable.
What an idiot.
Right. He's not going to do that. 22 turnovers, that's unconscionable. But I do think when he goes to the podium, podium in the post game, yes, he's still upset. And he should be. The referees blew that. They should have granted a timeout. They shouldn't have called a foul with 3 seconds to go in the game and gave the Rockets free throws. But I do think that Steve goes to the podium and he leads with that because he's upset, but also because he knows that there are other issues that he can't discuss.
Yeah, but I don't think he's scared to discuss those. It's like you just said, like he's comfortable in all of those scenarios. But anyway, I'm excited in this moment because what I've been going for 3 years is finally here. Grandy, can you cut the part, just spotlight it where Dibs goes, the referees blew it. Can we just have that? I'd like to have that going forward in my life because I feel like it's going to come up again.
I'll try my best.
Thank you, Grandy. I appreciate you. Love you. All right, Bobby in Los Altos. Hi, Bobby. Thank you for calling Willard and Dibs.
Hey, thanks for taking the call. Look, yeah, Dibs, you know how much I hold you in high regard, and I love you, but I know you guys are out of studio today, but you hearing you triggered, especially you know in that hotel, it sounds especially angry and scary listening on the radio. So I'm almost glad you guys went on commercial break because you seem a little calmer. That being said, can I just say one thing? I know you're an intelligent man, Dibs. Last Friday, New York Times crossword puzzle, one of the clues was NFL linebacker blank Greenlaw. So just tell Dre, welcome back, and he made a New York Times crossword puzzle. As Woo! It relates to the game.
What day of the week was that,
night,
Bobby?
I think you said Friday.
That was a Friday, my
yeah,
man.
That's a tough puzzle. The Friday puzzle is brutal. I won't even try the Sunday. The Sunday is like a 3-day adventure, but the Friday, they're out to get you, Bobby.
I apologize. I'm going to have to correct you. Saturday's the hardest day. Sunday's the biggest, but it's like a Thursday
gotcha.
Level. But Saturday's
yeah.
the hardest. Hey, so as it relates to maybe sports, the basketball game, this is what I want to say. There's been a lot of talk today about how some, you know, Curry's had a brain fart or all this stuff. You know, I think that if you look at that play, He sort of does, I'm going to call it a hezzy, I don't know what else to call it, to drive. Brooks backs off, and then he has a step back in what I consider for Curry an open three. I mean, he kind of did the same thing in the gold medal game of the Olympics when he had Durant and Curry hanging out on the, excuse me, and LeBron hanging out, but he took the shot. So I don't think it was a bad shot, and the only reason we keep vilifying and demonizing him right now is because he missed the shot, but I don't think that was a bad shot at all for what he can do, and the fact that Brooks stepped back and gave him space. Now, you know, as it relates to the last call, the only thing that I found kind of weird about it was J.K. was already on the ground. Usually when you get a foul call, it's because someone's standing up and they jump on the people that are on the ground. But J.K. was already on the ground for, like, I don't know, a half second, second and a half. And then they called it. So that was weird. And then finally, I don't really get Coach Kerr. First of all, it seemed like he was crying. His nose was all red. But when he says it's a billion-dollar industry and people's jobs are on the line, is his job on the line? The only people's job that was on the line is maybe the ref. So that's the only part of me that made no sense. So that's all I got to say. I just drove by Great America Parkway and 101. I'm sorry I can't be there, but go Niners. Thank
okay.
you.
Okay,
Bobby,
thank you. I don't think he's talking about himself or even the refs when he says jobs are on the line. Jobs are on the line. You have to win basketball games. Players' jobs are on the line. Anything. The whole validity of the whole thing is on the line. It's just a comment. And his nose was red because it's Christmas and he was trying to blend in with the floor. But the one thing...
I think, Bobby, the one point he made is about Steph.
Steph's shot.
Yeah, it's too soon.
It's too early.
Yeah.
But
that shot's going to be there for him anytime, right?
I don't know about that. Here's what I noticed. Did you watch Steph in the locker room when he talked to the media? There was a twinkle in the eye when they asked him about this. Here's what I noticed. I can only translate. I'm guessing. But they asked him, was it too soon? Or did you feel like it was a good shot? And I'm paraphrasing, but his answer was basically both.
Yeah.
So, but the twinkle in his eye said to me, you guys, I'm Steph Curry, and I can't stress enough to you that that's a layup to me. When I see that in an NBA game, my body motion, my muscle memory tells me I take that. Because that, when left open, is a layup to me. And so I don't...
It's 40%.
Yeah, I don't blame... Well, I mean, 40%. Maybe that particular one is 70%.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't know. But I could, in his eye, he kind of grinned in like, you guys, you don't get it. Like in my life, when I'm confronted with that, I make that shot. Period. And he missed it. So you have to live with the consequences. But I get why he did it, but you're right. It's too soon. It's too soon. I know this is not fair to live life this way, but it is classically that shot. If you take it, you have to make it.
Exactly. Exactly. And, you know, you've had a whole game of shot clock violations, and if you were to take a shot clock violation here, that would have been the best of the then seven shot clock violations.
Better than any missed shot.
Correct.
Is a shot clock violation.
There's 12-8 to go when he shoots it, and there's 9 on the clock. So even if you just dribble, and do nothing, or like you said, with 1 on the shot clock, you hoist it as high as you can toward the rim, and if you hit the rim, well, it's game over. And if you airball it, well, then Houston's got 3.7 or 3.8 or whatever to then go out and try to beat you with a bucket.
I mean, I know that, and it's real easy for us to be like, yeah, just stay. I mean, the Rockets are trying to steal the ball. They're descending on you. They're very, very good defensively. But I will say this, for whatever it's worth, I don't know how many of you were watching on TV. Were you watching online? Were you listening on 95.7 The Game? Fitz and Kalena were literally saying this as the possession started. As the possession started, they're saying out loud, the Warriors, they're not fouling them. The Warriors can hold this for as long as possible because you can take it almost all the way down and then fire shot. They're saying this, and as they say it, Steph's like, pow, gone. And you're like, they were like, whoa, there's 11 seconds left. So this is, I hope it doesn't sound like hindsight is 20/20. The broadcasters were aware of this, so I'm thinking Steph and Steve Kerr and Draymond Green are aware of it too. They're basketball brilliance.
No doubt. And, you know, if you're Steph, you know you do need to take a shot before the game is over because of the way the clock is. And so you're thinking about, you know, an open shot, and you take it. One other bit of news. Congratulations to you and to me.
What'd we do?
Warriors Live. You were over 2.5 threes for Buddy Hield.
Nailed it.
I was over 19.5 for Kuminga.
And he got
20.
And he made his last free throw.
He missed
the first. I was sitting there.
I was too.
He missed the front end. I'm like, this is a big old free throw right
now. Fade the Dibber, dude.
Splash.
You got to fade that, man.
Speaking of fade the Dibber, we're going to need that pretty soon.
Oh, the pick is in.
The Niners play the Rams tonight. We are here. We are at Levi's Stadium, and we are going to start getting you ready for it with some unbelievable voices on this game. First and foremost, NFL Network, former defensive back, Bucky Brooks, who is fantastic on all things NFL. And by the way, I do believe is starting to feel some Niners optimism based on what he saw last week. Well, we'll dig in a little bit more because he will join us next. Our own man on the Niner beat, Jake Hutchinson. Later on this hour, we're at the Hilton in Santa Clara getting ready for the game. It's the kickoff show brought to you by Habas Law, and it's Willard and Dibbs.